Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to be talking about some trends we've been exploring in web content management, mobility, and customer experience. And joining me is one of my trusty site contributors, Jeff Bach, who's also a web content management expert. So welcome, Jeff.
Good morning, Lauren. It's great to be here, and I think this is going to be an exciting conversation.
I'm looking forward to it. We have good conversations on and offline, so I'm looking forward to it. And I have a bunch of questions for you. So here's my first. I've been, reporting on trends in personalization lately, and you've written about this quite a bit. So can you tell me, why is personalization becoming so key to digital experience?
Well, I think with personalization, it depends upon who you are and what your perspective is. And so one of the perspectives is, as an end user or as a customer, is people who are on the web, surfing or looking on our smartphones or tablets, and we really want to have a personalized experience. Personalization is really the holy grail for a digital experience. So I tap into my screen and I find just what I want and need. Somehow when I go to my laptop, the environment that I'm in knows all about me and gives me just the information I want, even when I don't know that I want it. And so this is personalization is kind of this goal of this smart, all-knowing environment that can be very helpful and make our engagement to do our work much more useful. But there's another side to personalization, and that's from our perspectives as site owners or publishers or people doing business on the web, people who are trying to make business on do business in a digital environment. Personalization is a target, it's an objective. It's a goal to consider and to keep in perspective regarding regarding all the other objectives that you may have on, for investing in a website. So there's a business purpose for the website and why you're organizing content and what you hope, how you want to engage with your clientele, with your users. You're probably going to be doing some market segmentation if you're running at any kind of digital business or business that has a digital presence. There are going to be prospects and customers, people you're deeply engaged with. Perhaps you have a series of partners. So you're going to be thinking about who those segments are and how you deliver just the right information to them just in time. And there are also, beyond that, there are going to be a set of customer scenarios that you may have implemented where you're thinking about what it is people in particular segments are supposed to be getting out of the experience, what they want to do. Now, notice that we're not, strictly speaking, personalizing the experience. Rather, we're trying to target the content, and we're trying to refine the activity in the content and so forth. So personalization is really kind of a two-sided coin, depending upon where you are. So from my perspective, personalization is a target, a goal. It's going to need lots of qualification, and it's going to depend on contextually based content. But at the same time, personalization is only one target or one goal. And I think people involved in developing their own web WCM strategies need to think through their options very carefully.
So in some cases, it might be contextually aware content might take in a browser's behavior and say they've looked at X article or X white paper. We'll see if they're interested in reading Y piece of content based on that behavior. Or it might be something like what Adobe just rolled out in terms of their new marketing cloud feature, where they're actually taking email and enabling that email to change in terms of its contents based on when the recipient opens the email and where the recipient is. in opening the email. So it's taking into account location and other kinds of things.
I think the way to think about this is that we're trying to model a dialogue, and somebody has to come by and basically understand what that dialogue is, and then what are the different steps in the dialogue. Some of the good personalization efforts that I've seen have actually developed some fairly sophisticated flowcharts, and they've actually flowcharted the conversation, or they've flowcharted the marketing campaign, and they identify at fairly specific detail what are the pieces of content that you're going to offer at each step along the way. I send so-and-so an email message. Does he or she open it within 24 hours, or is it never opened, or is it opened right away? And depending upon those criteria, then I may have a different response. Notice that some of these conversations around marketing is not specifically, certainly we're managing content, but we're actually doing a fair amount of marketing campaign management, which doesn't necessarily mean we're using a WCM system. We may be using some other kind of system. There are many other ones out there. But contextually based content is important, and we do need to manage it, and we need to manage it in terms of the flow of the conversation or the flow of the information that we're trying to put out there. And the other thing I would mention is that we're not only we want to piece together information to create experiences, and let's not forget that not all experiences are textual or necessarily visual. They can also be audio. And when we talk about marketing campaigns, we wind up thinking about a lot about email messages and sales collateral and white papers and maybe a webinar. Does somebody have time to stop in and look at a 10-minute webinar on a subject? But there are many other kinds of digital experiences that one can that you'd want to create, and you would actually want to script. And so I think it's going to be very important to look at different ways that rich media is going to be used to create these different kind of contextually based experiences.
And now I want to ask you sort of a related question, which is how, and you've written a lot about this, how does mobility play into this whole question of personalization and customer experience?
Mobility obviously plays into this whole theme because mobility or the mobile experience is a very important kind of experience we now have. We have many more powerful devices that we carry around in our pockets or handbags and briefcases that we're just surrounded by screens and connections. And so we have to think of not only using content or viewing content when we in the quiet of our office sitting in front of our keyboards, but also when we're on the go, when we're commuting, when we are out in the field actually trying to do some work and so forth. So mobility adds a whole new dimension to personalization, and a whole new dimension to this whole effort of how you deliver the right content to the right people at the right time. The other thing I would add is that when it comes to thinking about how we've been using content on the web or what we've been meaning by WCM over the past couple of years, there are really two models. One model is publishing the experience, and the other model is what I'd call the application experience, actually doing the work. Now, publishing is pretty easy. I mean, it's basically I have the information and I'm pushing it out as if I'm a newspaper owner or a magazine owner or even I'm an authoritative source. perhaps you know, there's this sort of one directional kind of way to do it. And, but the flip side of that is this notion of building interactive applications where we in fact are engaging our clientele and our audience in a dialogue, and in some kind of back and forth process conversation. And so I think the whole way that we actually build these application experiences is going to be very interesting in the future.
So you've laid a perfect foundation for my last question, which was going to be a little bit more open-ended, but I'm gonna shift in the moment and say, so I've been talking a lot about whether the, sort of the mobile application universe is going to heat up in this personalization revolution, and also sort of, you know, in terms of beacons and some of these, and the Internet of Things, and some of the, on the hardware side, some of these other ways in which companies are now using devices to gather information about customers and tailor experience. So I guess my question in a long roundabout way is, on the mobile application side and also on the wearables, Internet of Things, beacon side, are these kind of the developments we're going to see over the next 12 months, or are there other things I'm leaving out?
I like to keep I just think this digital revolution is getting faster and faster and more interesting. And there are going to be many more new devices. There are going to be many more new access points. There are going to be many more different ways that we want to engage with our digital world, both for enjoyment and also for work. It's really wide open. I think beacons and the Internet of Things kind of movement and the whole conversation there is just very, very, very fascinating. I don't have a really, you know, one line focus on it right now. But what there's one thing I am sure about, and I think it really pertains to those of us who have been focusing on web content management for the last 5 to 10 years. I think we're changing our language. We really need to make the transition from web experiences to digital experiences. And by that, I mean we're not looking at experiences that are just delivered to us in web browsers of any size, where we're in fact focusing intently on the screen and expecting it to come back to us. Rather, we're much more involved in this digital plasma, and we have many different kinds of digital experiences, including the ability to transition seamlessly from when we're working on our phone, our smartphone, to when we are moving over to a web browser to do more in-depth work, and then take that information, push it out to our clientele to engage with them, perhaps develop a presentation with them on a tablet. So what we really need at this point are some really good models about how to deliver business value. We are swimming in data. We are swimming in experiences. We're just being bombarded constantly, and we need to have to figure out how to make them useful. And they're going to be useful depending on the device and depending on the context and the time of day. I mean, one of the things I'm seeing that I know is going to happen this year is that there are going to be different suites of mobile apps running on smartphones and tablets, because smartphones and tablets are not only two different form factors, but they can lead themselves to do two different kinds of uses, and there's two different sets of economics going on behind them. So, for example, smartphones, we expect to be always connected to the Internet. We're always connected to some kind of network, and depending upon how much we're paying our broadband suppliers, it's going to cost us a lot or a little. And in tablets, we may be able to envision environments where using Wi-Fi is going to be just sufficient. These are going to be sort of indoor mobile environments, And when we take the tablets out and we're not connected to the internet, we're not connected to the home source, the tablets are going to be smart enough to actually store the information on the tablets and then synchronize it later on. So there are many different kinds of uses that we're going to be coming up with, and so it's going to be a very interesting 12 months.
Well, Jeff, I imagine we're going to be checking in on some of these topics over the course of this year and talking about them again. So I very much appreciate the time. I hope you'll come back.
Well, thank you. I look forward to continuing our conversation, Lauren.
I do too. And for more on web content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.